Masechet Shevuot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah will talk about a case of a person who never realizes that he became Tameh. He didn't realize before he did the action. He didn't realize after he did the action. The action we're talking about is a person either walked into the Bet HaMikdash while he was Tameh, or he ate from Kodashim, he ate from sacred offerings of the Bet HaMikdash. He never realized that he was Tameh. And therefore, how does he receive kapara? How does he receive atonement? Mishnah says, "Ve'al she'en ba'yedi'ah lo ba'tehila ve'lo ba'sof." For the tum'ah, where there was no awareness by the person whatsoever before the sin or after the sin, he never realized. Se'ire haregalim us'ire rashe hodashim mechaperim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the goat offering that is brought on the Musaf of the Regalim of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, plus the offerings of the goat that are brought on every Rosh Chodesh of Musaf, those alone serve as a kapara for this type of situation. No yedi'ah before and no yedi'ah after. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is going to give a different opinion. He's going to argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Rabbi Shimon omer, se'ireh haregalim mechaperim, aval lo se'ireh rashe chodashim. Says Rabbi Shimon, the goats of the regalim of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, those bring kapara, those atone for the tum'ah, where there was never any awareness, like Rabbi Yehuda said. But what Rabbi Shimon disagrees with is he says, the goats that are brought on the, as part of the Musaf on the Rosh Chodesh, those don't serve to be mechaper whatsoever. If the goats that are brought on the Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh aren't helping in the kapara of this lack of awareness, tum'ah, the person never realized. So what's the, what are they coming to serve as a kapara for? Ala tahor she'achal tatameh, says Rabbi Shimon, they atone for a person who by mistake ate from a korban that was tameh. For example, let's say a person had a korban Pesach that he slaughtered correctly, everything went well, and as he was transporting the korban, it became tameh, touched a impure object. But the person only realizes it later on, after when he was just backtracking a little bit. Oh, when I was transporting it, it must have touched this item that I had, you know, in the back of my truck. So he only realizes that he unintentionally ate a davar tameh, korban that was tameh. He only realized it afterwards. Says Rabbi Shimon, this se'ireh rashe chodashim is mechaper. This goat from the Rosh Chodesh, that's the purpose of its mechaper for that case. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, like we just said, about the Rosh Chodesh goat, but they do agree about the goat of the Musaf offering of the Regalim, that those come to atone for the situation of chosid yedi'ah, of lack of knowledge at all, that a person was tameh when he either entered the Beit HaMikdash or when he was eating a sacred offering of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Meir is going to disagree with that. Rabbi Meir omer, kol ha-se'irim kaparatan shaveh, says Rabbi Meir, all of the kapara that's brought from the goats that are part of the Musaf offering, the goats of the holidays, the goats of Rosh Chodesh, the goats of Yom Kippur even, which we discussed in previous Mishnayot, all of those are the same. Al tum'at mikdash v'kodasha. They all atone for the tum'ah of the Beit HaMikdash and for the eating the holy offerings of the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, says Rabbi Meir, we had all these different Mishnayot of what does the Seir Lashem do, what does the other Seir of Musaf that's brought inside do lifnim, and now what does the seer do in terms of the musaf offering? We have different opinions. Says Rabbi Meir, simply according to him, all unintentional sins mentioned in this Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, when they knew about it before, when they knew about it after, when they never knew about the fact that they were Tameh, all of them are atoned by any one of the Musaf offering goats that are brought. Any one of them that's brought leads to that person receiving his kapara. So he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we don't have to be super specific. Any type of tum'ah problem that resulted in a person entering the Beit HaMikdash or eating something that was not okay for him to eat because he was tameh, any type of korban musaf, the seir, the goat, serves as a kapara for him. The variables are sort of interchangeable according to him. Now we'll go back to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in order to just state it fully, what we had according to him in every possible scenario, in order to highlight a machloket he had with Hachamim. Hayad Rabbi Shimon omer, Seirei Rashi Chodashim Mechaperim Al HaTahor She'achal Tatameh. According to Rabbi Shimon, the goats of Rosh Chodesh, they bring kapara for a pure person who ate from an offering that was tameh. V'shil regalim mechaperim al she'en b'yedi alo b'tehila v'lo b'asof. The goats of the regalim of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they atone for a tameh person who ate from a korban that was tahor, or a person who was tameh who entered the Beit HaMikdash in a situation where there was no awareness whatsoever. Lo batehila velo basof. They never realized that they were impure. V'shel yom ha-kippurim mechaper al she'en ba yedi'a batehila aval yesh ba yedi'a basof. And the sa'ir ha-na'ase bahutz, the goat of Yom Kippur who's sacrificed outside of the Kodesh, outside of the sanctuary, that brings kapara for a person when he committed a problem with Tum'ah, he went into the Beit HaMikdash Tameh, or he ate a korban that was Tameh, when there was no awareness of his Tum'ah beforehand, but he was aware of his Tum'ah at the end. That's just an understanding of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Amru lo, Hachamim told back to Rabbi Shimon, Mahu shikrivu ze baze? Could all of these goats be offered one in the place of another? For example, let's say the goat that was designated for the Musaf offering of Yom Kippur, let's say it was lost, and then it was found after Yom Kippur. So it was designated for Kippur, but they couldn't locate it in time. And then they found it afterwards. Could we use that Musaf offering for one of the Regalim or for Rosh Chodesh? Is that allowed? Amar lahem yikrevu. He told them, you're allowed to bring it. You're allowed to offer that animal as a Musaf offering on a different day. That's allowed. Amru lo, so Achamim told him back, Ho'il ve'en kapara tan shaveh, he'ach kerevin ze bazeh. So the rabbis asked him back, they said, according to what you told us, the atonement, the kapara that's achieved through each different type of animal, or through each different type of musaf offering, the goats, the kapara that's achieved for them is different on every day. So if it's different, how could you have them replace each other? Amar lahen, he answered them, Kulan ba'in lechaper al tum'at mikdash v'kodashav. He answered them back. All of them come to bring kapara for all different types of the same sin. Tum'ah, when a person's impure and he walks into the Beit HaMikdash, or he's impure and he eats holy things. So therefore, since they're part of the same subset of sins, they could substitute one musaf se'ir for another musaf se'ir. It's not like they're totally non-related. They're all within the same family of Averot, of Kapara, and therefore you could bring one to replace another.